There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, you lot are too kind. I'm back, baby! Welcome to the David Potts Show. Just like daytime telly, but we can do what the fuck we want. Think of TFI Friday, if it was TFI Slay Day. I'm your host, David Potts. I'm like the Louis Walsh of daytime TV, giving you all the tea. And coming up on today's episode, we could be in for a relationship breakup on Good Morning Britain. Oh, wait, no, it's not Good Morning Britain. It's actually Good Morning Britain. I am Kate Garraway. I'll be donning my stethoscope and dishing out some more unsuitable advice in Dr. David. A relatable, loose woman is reliving her past later on. Oh, dig that past up, baby. And another celebrity guest on to plug, plug, plug! Yes, let's plug it. So, huns, shall we do it?
Yeah!
I said, shall we do it?
Yeah!
Come on, Slayers. This is the David Potts Show. Thank you. It is so good to be back in this seat. I just feel like I've just embedded myself into it now, which is just making it extra comfy. And it smells of my leg oil, so it's nice and greasy too, which we all absolutely love. Well, what a week it has been, huns, honestly. So this week, I mean, I've been here, there and everywhere. I've been in Liverpool. I've been doing club appearances. So I actually went and did a club appearance in a place called Chesterfield, which I don't know if you've actually heard of Chesterfield, but it's basically a small town near Sheffield. And I was travelling there, checked into my hotel, did the little flick through the DMs, as you do. And all of a sudden, I got a DM off somebody and it said, "No way are you on my check-in list for the hotel today." Sorry, what? What do you mean? So what you've done is looked through your list of your check-ins to prepare the keys for the doors, I'm presuming, saw David Potts, and instantly, I'm going to DM David Potts on Instagram. as the receptionist and let him know that I know he's staying here tonight. Creepy. Also, on top of that, surely that's like a P45 situation. Surely that's not legal. And it's definitely against your code of conduct in work. So do I take it further? Who knows? Did he give me an extra pillow? No. So really, there was actually zero benefit whatsoever from that entire situation, other than I'm going to be walking through the lobby of the hotel, quivering, thinking that Cameron, for example, from the hotel, is just going to be stood in the lift waiting for me to get in the lift. So great. Chesterfield potentially won't be going again because your receptionists at the hotels are slightly creepy. And Cameron, if you are listening to this, which you probably will be doing because why would you not? Don't do that to anybody else, because somebody else probably would have gone straight to the top and told the head person at the hotel. Anyway, we have got loads of things coming up for you on the David Potts Show today, which are all about you, me, and some fabulous guests. Woo! And you could also be a fabulous guest always, anytime. All you need to do is email me at thedavidpottshow.com or follow us on our socials at thedavidpottshow. But first up, it's time for a bit of Loose Women. Woo! Oh, honestly, keep it coming. Come on, keep it coming. I want more wear. Come on, you know I love that applause. Oh, God, I absolutely love it. Now it's that time where I get to talk to my gorgeous, wonderful, stunning female listeners about the trials and tribulations from their own lives. There's no such thing as too much info here. I want to know everything. I like to know all the hot gossip. I want to hear your drunken debauchery, sexual encounters gone wrong, or even if you've just basically made a tit of yourself. I want to know about it. Because remember, this is just like daytime telly, guys. But we can do what the fuck we want here. Yeah. And today, of all days, I have got the gorgeous Katie on with me. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm stunning, thank you. Where are you calling in from, Katie?
So I am currently from Wolverhampton. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's like outside Birmingham.
Near Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not quite made the cut, but like I know what you mean. It's like Bolton and Manchester.
Yeah, it's like people always get them mixed up and I'm like, it's not Birmingham, it's Wolverhampton.
It's Wolverhampton. Remember that, people. It's not Birmingham. It's Wolverhampton. You lucky devils. Right, Katie, I don't want you to hold back here, love, because you've not just got one. You've got two stories for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am so excited for this, Katie. Please, can you just tell me story number one?
Okay, so I was in year four in primary school and I didn't know what flashing meant. You know, like flashing boys, like that type of language.
Oh, God.
This is going to be an embarrassing one.
Oh, my God.
So basically, I was in the field in primary school, doing as I am, and because I was like 11 or something, I don't know what age it was just one of them. But basically what happened is I decided to do a cartwheel in a summer dress, and my teacher was literally like, Katie, you can't do that. And I'm like, why? Because everyone else is doing it. And I didn't realise I was in a summer dress, and I was like, shit.
Oh, God.
So like, the boys came over, because I was playing footy
in
the field. And because me being me, I wanted to show off, like.
Oh, God.
And then I did a cartwheel right in front of them. And then literally I flashed everyone as well.
No, 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 no.
And it's only to this day that I've only just realised that that's what keeps me up at night.
You're having sleepless nights.
Yeah, because, like, my friends was like, what's your most embarrassing moment, like, in total, because we was talking about it drunk. And I was like, shit. And I was like, you literally flashed everyone in primary school.
Oh, no, Katie. You poor thing.
And I was, like, 11 years old as well.
Oh, no. Oh, that is...
So, like, now all the boys have seen, basically, you know, yeah.
I mean, but let's be real here. You are a child. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know,
what kid in school isn't doing cartwheels in a summer dress, other than me, because my mum wouldn't let me wear a summer dress. Like, it is horrendous, and like I can imagine, like, oh, like the secondhand embarrassment is real. Also, it's not like you've done it now and it's gone viral on TikTok. Can you still do a cartwheel now?
Can you do cartwheel capers? That's what my friends made me as on Snapchat. I'm like,
cartwheel, but... Katie. That is iconic. Yeah. But anyway, Katie, it sounds like you've got some childhood trauma bubbling
into you. That's not the only trauma. I have a second story as well. And you're probably going to laugh at this.
Oh, well, I was coming to that. I was coming to that, but I'm slightly concerned. Take it away, Katie. Come on. Story number two. Let's go.
Story number two. Year five, primary school. Because
I am sick of being in primary school. I'm sick of it. Like, I can't be in primary school any longer. Like, I feel scared. Sorry, go on, Katie.
It's okay. So basically, it was year five and I had a teacher called Miss Costesco. So basically, I was in a summer dress again.
If you've done a cartwheel, I honestly will drop the microphone and leave.
Nothing like that. So basically, I was in the classroom and I needed the toilet. And the teacher was like, why didn't you go at break? And I'm like, I didn't need it at break, because if I needed it at break, I would have gone at break. Classic. And it's also like, she was like, don't start an argument with me over that, because like, obviously she wasn't taking any of it. And because I needed the toilet, I thought no one could see it, because obviously it's pants and stuff, so they won't actually see it. And because I needed it and she wouldn't let me go, I didn't know what to do. So I'll leave myself there and then.
Oh.
And it went all over the chair. And I was next to my primary school bully as well.
Oh, no, Katie.
No. Oh. That was my primary school experience.
Primary school for you was horrendous by the sounds of it. Like, absolutely.
It was okay.
Oh, you actually enjoyed it. Okay, great. Okay, that is pretty horrendous. But what is it with teachers, right? I used to hate that in school when teachers would literally be like, oh, why didn't you go in break? Because I didn't need it then. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, teachers always said that, didn't they? And then she got confrontational with you and was like, don't start an argument with me. So why are you squaring up to me? I'm literally nine. Like, like, why are you starting on me? I'm literally 9 years old. Oh, the wee on the seat. Oh.
It was all over the seat. And she was like, oh gosh, here we go. And I'm like, why are you saying that to me? You're the one who didn't let me go to the toilet.
Oh, was it like you know, like a plastic seat? Like, so when you stood up, there was a puddle? Or was it fabric?
Did it soak in? No. Luckily, I didn't breathe that much. But like, because I needed it so bad, I couldn't hold it to go to the toilet.
I mean, you poor thing, you can't wear a summer dress. You can't wear your pants. What are you going to wear to school? Like, you poor thing. I mean, you actually said you enjoyed primary school. I don't know how, because it seemed pretty traumatic in a day-to-day life of cartwheeling Katie.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're able to come out and say, do you know what? I had a good experience. That, to me, that's made my day. That has absolutely made my day. So, Katie, thank you so much for spilling the tea on your two stories.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you, by the way.
It was lovely.
Can I say again, you're a full-time slayer.
Oh, yes! Right, that's definitely got to go in the edit. So there we have it, guys. Cartwheeling Katie has cartwheeled her way into Loose Women and out of Loose Women. That's definitely something, and that rounds up our entire Loose Women experience for this week, because I personally actually don't think we could go through any more than that. We've been through too much. I actually need a break myself, and Katie needs...
therapy.
Something. Katie needs something.
Trousers.
Sorry, actually, we don't advertise trousers here. I've clearly got my legs out, so we are a non-trouser podcast. The entire experience of Loose Women this week has just thrown me, but that is all we've got time for Loose Women, and thank you so much for Katie to letting us relive her childhood trauma twice. I'm sure she's triggered a few of you. I mean, I can't lie, I've probably pissed myself as a kid. Now, if you want to be a Loose Woman on The David Potts Show, this is how you do it. Just email me at thedavidpottsshow.com or head over to our socials at The David Potts Show. Thank you. I need a break. Thank you. Thank you. We absolutely love an applause in this studio. It just warms me up for the entire day. I absolutely love it. Now, next up, guys, it is a privilege to plug on this show. This is the best place to plug. If you're not plugging here, you're plugging nowhere. But who's joining me to flog their wares? Well, we have the one, the only, Colson Smith! Straight from the cobbles and the Celebrity Big Brother house. Colson, how are you, honey bunny?
I'm all right. How are you?
It's so nice to see you.
Yeah, it's very weird because it feels like we were locked up in a house together and I feel like I know every little thing about you in a weird way. And now we're back, but it's the outside world and everything's so different, but everything's still the same.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like we was trapped in a house for 3 weeks.
Yep.
With nothing but each other and other people, and then now we're...
It's like it never happened. You're a figment of my imagination.
It really is like it never happened.
Yeah. It's just weird, isn't it, though, when you're in there? Because you just don't...
You don't know what people are thinking, yeah. Do you? Because you don't actually know 100% what they're seeing.
And I went, week one, I had the time of my life. Week two, I was like, I am ready to go home. And then last week, I was like, get your head out your ass. This is like your last week.
Right.
And how much fun are you having?
Yeah.
But I was so very lucky that I had you, Brad, Nikita, Louis. that group we had was mint, wasn't it?
It was. It was so good.
Yeah.
Like, I actually loved us. I thought we were fucking iconic.
And that final five, like the last 3 days we had together. Well, I mean, I think any one of us would have quite happily swapped places with Brad because we all felt Brad deserved to be there. But that those final 3 days, it was genuinely like so much fun.
Yeah.
And that last day when we all listened to music.
Oh, how good was that? That was so good. They had the tunes on all day. We were all vibing.
We had to listen to Maneater about 8 times
because
of your request.
Yeah. I love Maneater. I think it's such a fucking tune. I feel like it's very underrated.
It is an underrated tune.
But moving on, Colson, to why you're actually here.
Yes.
So you're here to plug. And like I said, if you're not plugging on the David Potts show, you're not plugging anywhere.
It's the only place to plug.
So tell me, what are you plugging today?
I'm here to plug today my podcast, On the Sofa, which I do with Jack P. Shepherd and Ben Price.
Yes, they're both Corrie lads.
Actors in Corrie. All three of us are in Corrie. There's a different dynamic between us. Ben's 52, Jack's 36, I'm 25. So there's big age gap between us, but we genuinely...
Massive age gaps.
It's an unusual friendship.
Yeah.
But it really works. The three of us are best friends. And we've had a podcast for like 5-6 years. Mm. And we're doing some live shows in May. We've got a show in Manchester on the 4th of May. And we've got a show in London on the 18th of May.
Very exciting. Mm. So what happens on the sofa?
What happens on the sofa? When we go live, it's a little bit more loose and live. Like we,
oh,
yeah.
We so, like getting loose here.
Yeah. It's we start off by talking about what's happened in our week. So it can be the most mundane shit ever, or it can be something completely crazy and radical.
Right, okay.
And then it kind of goes into more and more stuff. But we always relate it to a film and then we try and relate the film to our life.
Okay.
So the last one was The Lion King.
Right.
And I talked about how I found the female cartoon lion, Nala.
Nala.
How I found her quite attractive when I was younger, which is really weird.
Oh, I thought you meant now.
No, not now.
Therapy.
When I was younger.
Right, okay.
And I tried to explain this. But the Manchester show, we're doing about the film The Truman Show and we're relating it to Big Brother.
I love The Truman Show. Yeah, with Jim Carrey in it.
Yes. I
also thought, like, when we were in the house sometimes, I was like, this is like The Truman Show.
Well, I haven't seen The Truman Show. So that's why we're doing it. So I've got to watch that. And then the show is relating The Truman Show to me in Big Brother. And then the London show we're doing as kind of a very much a celebration of London. So I think we're doing Notting Hill.
Okay.
And then we're basically relating it to all of our stories in and out of London. And London, for us Northerners, is a scary place at times.
It's very big.
Very big. Very fast.
Very fast.
Lots of methods of transport.
And people are so tunnel vision in London.
Yes.
Like they don't... If you say morning to somebody in Tesco in London, it's like you literally...
Security
to
come over.
Them.
Yeah.
Like it's literally that intense.
Yeah.
That's so exciting, though. And you need to watch Truman Show. I really like the Truman Show. It's good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I am looking forward to being able to see what happens in the Truman Show. And I can be like, oh, shit, that happened. And then relate it. And then we're going to play like clip by clip stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it should be really good.
Not should, it will.
Get it.
It'll be absolutely fantastic. Colson, why should people come and watch you, Jack and Ben?
People should come and watch us because I guarantee you a night of laughter and entertainment. And we've done a couple of these live shows now, and they're genuinely one of the most enjoyable things that we ever get to do. We enjoy it, and we know the audience do. And you just feel really close when you do a live show.
Yeah.
You feel an interaction. There's nothing better than a live audience. And it's a night of entertainment. You come, you sit on the sofa with us, you chat about life. We obviously relate a film to our lives and so on and so on. We play some games.
Oh, I love a game.
There's lots. It is pure entertainment, I have to say. And the hosts, fucking amazing.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can imagine the hosts are great.
Oh, it's so good, yeah.
I feel like it's the hosts that make it.
Yeah.
Does anything happen on the sofa that we don't get to see on the sofa?
Quite a lot. Quite a lot sometimes.
Guys, this is an exclusive.
We have a very good producer who's very good at cutting in and out.
Okay.
But yeah, no, we're pretty good now. Now we've done it 6 years, we kind of know when to rein it in,
right,
and when to let it out. But there's times, because we record after work,
right,
so
okay,
we could be here at like 11 p.m. And when you get tired, you can get a bit silly.
Your mouth gets a bit loose.
Yes, yeah.
Loose lips, sink ships.
Yep. So we try and keep them straight. But who knows what happens live? We don't have producer Henry to cut it out, do we, when it's live? So anything could happen.
Well, like you said, you've been doing your podcast for 6 years now.
Yes.
Slay, by the way.
Yes.
Fucking slay.
How this is week two, week three. Week three.
This is only my third one. So you are like a
veteran.
Expert when it comes to podcasting. Can you give me any advice?
Any advice in the world of podcasting? I mean, I have listened so far, so I have to say... big fan.
I'm going to have to say it was shit.
I've subscribed.
Ah, yay!
I said to you outside, actually, when I caught you, podcasting is a lot of just trying it. This is the place to have fun, throw some stuff about against the wall, see what your audience like and just keep going with it. But what I've heard so far, it's all good. And I feel so privileged to be sat on the David Potts show. I hope that one day I'm sat here and I get a hat-trick ball for coming on for the third time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's book that in.
Just bring me on for no reason whatsoever.
Let's get that ball rolling, get hold of his agent ASAP. And we need to get that ball rolling. So we're going to completely flip the script now.
Yes.
Can you get me on Corrie?
So we've discussed this actually at Corrie. Basically.
Sorry, what?
So when I when I came back into the building, obviously the questions are, who did you get along with the best?
Yeah.
Who do you think you'll keep in touch with? And obviously, your name comes up because we obviously did get along.
Yeah.
You live very close to me. And I was like, I said, out of everyone, I feel like the person I probably will keep in touch the most with is David. And then everyone in the group, Jack and Ben, who I do my podcast with, do you know they turned the podcast into a David fan club?
Stop it.
Literally. And my two mates who were doing my social media, I've seen in our group chat on like the 17th, they put, shall we just fuck it off and turn it into a David Potts fan account? Like, genuinely.
I love them.
Everybody associated with my life, like, loved you. So at work, it was, how can we get David in? And we spoke about this in the house. I'm thinking maybe the next time Audrey needs someone in the salon, I think you'd be really good in that way. I'm seeing it. If I said to you, I was like, I can get you in Corrie tomorrow, but you're playing a bin man in overalls, what would you do? But this could be your one shot of Corrie.
But then would I always be a bin man?
I wasn't always a copper.
Yeah, that's true. The storylines change.
They do. Don't they?
I think I'd just give it a go.
Would you?
I think I'd be able to like bring the pizzazz to bin men.
How would you play? How would you play your bin man? If your line is
right,
hey up love, it's green bin today. How would you give us that?
Right, okay. Hey up love, it's green bin today.
I think we're in.
Is that not a bit shit? But then again, it is a soap, so it's not like... Do you know what I mean? You're not like that, are you?
No, it's naturalistic, isn't it? Yeah. It's very much... It's meant to be real life. They might make you go one more for that.
I just don't think that that's my genre of career.
What? Soap star?
No, bin
or
man.
Or bin man. Yeah. You're not, yeah. Well, I didn't think I'd be a copper, but here we are.
I think you suit being a copper.
Do you?
Yeah, you've got that...
I was a window cleaner first.
No, that doesn't. No,
is it not?
No, you are a policeman. Mm. I can see it in you.
He's a proper goody two shoes as well. He is.
Is he like by the book?
Oh, he's like. But what he does is he always goes, "I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that," and then tells them absolutely everything they need to know.
I love that though, because I feel like that's somebody who gossips. Do you know what I mean? When someone's like, "No, honestly, I just can't tell you that." Well, last night, what she did was
that's Craig Tinker.
Oh, see. Favourite.
You're dumb. You could be
favorite.
Craig. I was going to come in uniform.
Oh, I wish you would have. Oh my God, I wish it. Let's start it again. Carlson's just going to go and get a change and then he's going to come back. Would you wear your uniform for on the sofa tour? Your live shows?
No, but I actually, on the Manchester show,
yeah,
I'm double booked.
Of course he is.
So it's my sister's fiance's stag do, the day of the Manchester show. And they're doing the Otley Run in Leeds.
Oh, my God.
In fancy dresses, 90s footballers. So I think I'm going to have to do a couple of hours on the Otley Run, get driven to Manchester and come on stage
in your fancy
dress. In my fancy dress as a 90s footballer and get changed in the interval.
Well, Carlson, thank you so much. And obviously, because you have come on the David Potts show to plug, it will be sold out very, very quickly. Yes. So guys, get your tickets for On the Sofa. Honestly, these applauses, they never get old for me. Like, honestly, I feel like it's the reason that I actually get up in the morning. So coming up after the break, we could be witnessing the breakup of a relationship on Good Morning Britain. The breakup, guys. The actual breakup. Like, maybe I'm a therapist now as well. We'll just have to wait and see. And to end the show, I'm opening up the surgery for Dr. David. But first, it's competition time! This is the part, guys, where we're not like daytime telly because we don't have Stephen Mulhern and we definitely don't have a 50 grand giveaway. Now, I know last time it was 20 grand, but we just thought we'd up the emphasis of how much that we definitely don't have that amount of money to give away. So we're just being a bit dramatic, but we love the drama here. However, what I do have for you guys is something so spectacular, so special, mind-blowing, jaw-dropping. We've got another Greggs gift card! Oh, now you can get whatever you want from Greggs with that gift card. Honestly, go and treat yourselves. And if you want to win, all you need to do is just head over to the socials at The David Potts Show. And today's question is... Who would win in a sing-off out of Bag of Chips or Cheryl Hole? Decisions. This is a very, very tricky one. So really be careful when you cast that vote because remember, you could win the prize of all prize and get a Greggs gift card. It's intense. Like, I left a little pause there because that's how intense this is. Guys, there's a Greggs gift card up for grabs. Take it seriously, people. Come on. And you will go into a draw to win some yum-yums on me. Yeah. Yum, yum. So I'll see you back after the break.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you. Honestly, them claps. I'm obsessed with the clap. Welcome back, guys, to the... Just to confirm, I do not have chlamydia. You actually have to have sex with people to get that, and that is something that I'm currently not doing. So just confirm, not got chlamydia. I enjoy the applause that comes from you gorgeous people here in the audience. Anyway, guys, like I said, this is just like daytime telly, but we can do what the fuck we want. And now it is time to get it all off your chest in Good Morning Britain. Oh my God, fuck yeah. Now, get in touch and have a good morn. But before we talk to some people about their morns, I'm just going to talk about my little morn. Now, I feel like I'm being a little bit, what's the word? Ungrateful. Because the other day I was driving, obviously, windows down, screaming potentially the sugar babes out of the window. Could have been girls aloud, who knows? And I've got my sunglasses on, which are stunning. Like, I love a pair of sunnies. And I've got my window down and there's some guys crossing the road and one actually came right up to my car, basically put his face in the car window and was like, yo, them sunglasses are active. What do you mean they're active? They're fucking stationary. They literally sat on my face. How are they active? What are all these new words? Like, I thought I was still young and down with the kids. Clearly not. Like, as soon as you hit 30, it's like there's a brand new dictionary. What the hell does that word even mean? Like, and you know when people say things like, that's leng? What's leng? Is that even a word? It's like, do you know what as well? It's the word ick. I hate that word. The word ick, like, do you know when someone says, what's your ick? You saying that word is. That's exactly what's giving me the ick, is, I can't even believe I just said that's giving me the ick. But that isn't in the dictionary. Can somebody get an Oxford's eye? Because active means that you go to the gym in a nutshell. Leng isn't a word. It sounds like some kind of metal or it should be on the periodic table. And ick is also definitely a word. Just say cringe or like makes you feel sick. Why would you just took the S off sick? Like, what is the word ick? Like, oh my God, I'll just think, eh. Like, rather, So yeah, that's my moan of the week. And I'm really glad to actually have got that off my chest because I actually felt that was weighing me down and now I feel light and I'm ready to get active. Strange. Anyway, so moving on swiftly, joining me to get a good moan off her chest on the show today is Becky. Hiya, Becky.
Hiya, David.
How are you, honey?
Hiya. Oh, I'm smashing me.
Oh, good.
Up to here.
Where are you coming in from? You sound like you've got a Yorkshire accent.
So I'm in York at the minute, but I'm from Sheffield.
Oh, I knew it. Spot the accent. I got it.
Nailed it, yeah.
Right, Becky, now I've heard about the story about your girlfriend. Give us the tea, yeah. Honey.
It proper gets on my tits, honestly.
Oh, God.
So I'll be going about my day doing something like weekly Aldi shop, like you do. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend will be there. And like most shops, they've got a little radio going that's playing your music whilst you're going shopping, going around and that. And something like Taylor Swift or Olivia Rodrigo come on. And my girlfriend can't stop herself from singing it. It'd be fine. But David, it's not just having a little home. She fucking blurts it out in a supermarket at 9:30 on a Saturday morning.
I can't. Sorry, but I can't.
No, it's not just when we're in the supermarket. She'll do it when we're going around town doing a bit of shopping. There'll be a busker or a band or something. And if she knows the song they're doing, you can best believe she's going to fucking belt it out. And when she does it, she attracts a decent crowd and all. Honestly.
I mean, I love her. I want to go
shopping. I do
and
all, but she still gets on my tits.
I love that. Like, I kind of want to go shopping with her. But then at the same time, it's like if you're in a rush, I hate it. You know, if I'm in a rush and someone's holding me up, like, if you're in a rush and she's just like, it's murder on it, shut up. But then at the same time, I'm like a puppy. So like, I can be really chill. But then as soon as somebody gets excited, I'm like, oh, I'm on that. I'm like, yeah, I want to get excited as well.
You two would get on you.
You would hate me. You would hate. The thing is, I would encourage it as well. Like, I encourage people to be very vocal, especially in a public setting, because I just think, put on a performance. Life's a performance at the end of the day. We're all performing here, guys. What's her go-to, or does she like anything?
She's a bit of a Swiftie.
Right.
She loves all the girly pop and that she does. But that she knows, she'll sing it. It don't matter if it's 80s music or old. Yeah. She knows it. It's coming out of her gob.
Is she a good vocalist? She is.
She actually did little singing lessons when she was younger.
Just little ones.
She does her singing lessons every week. She stopped it now, but she did.
Because she's doing them in town instead.
She's doing it in town.
She doesn't need the vocal
lessons.
She's gone straight onto the stage now, and she's performing in front of the people of Sheffield.
I'm bleeding York.
Oh, poor Yorkshire.
Mr. Worldwide.
It is Pitbull. She's an international horn. I mean, Becky, I can't lie to you. I'm going to have to go against Shimon because I'm obsessed with that. Like I said, I will encourage somebody to sing and dance. Like, putting it on a show for me is right up my street. So I actually kind of want to go shopping with her. So should we say 2:00 today, Aldi, Sheffield?
Oh, she fucking loved that.
Tell her I'll be there. Thank you so much for that, Morn, today.
Oh, thank you, David.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to meet you. And tell your bird I'll see her in Aldi in 20 minutes.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Nice to
see
meet you.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You guys. Now, to end the show, I will be opening my surgery doors for Dr. David. Now, to be clear, to be catastrophically clear, this is not professional advice. I am not a real doctor. I know, crazy. I walk around with my legs out, oiled up, and my eyebrows drawn on, and I've not got a PhD. I just look like an advertisement to be a doctor, don't I? So please, whatever you do, do not really listen to what I'm actually going to say. Because it is just me here hearing about all your beauty nightmares or anything to do with your bits. Just like head to toe, basically, actually. Your bits isn't just you, just everything about you. Now, opening up my surgery today is Rebecca. And Rebecca has written in to us to say, genuinely think I'm allergic to alcohol. Ooh. That's upsetting. Because every time I have more than half a drink, I get a serious case of the runs. God, that's a shitter, isn't it? Hey, no messing about. But do I stop drinking or is it acceptable to shit in the club? For me personally, I'm not a public pooer. Like, I can't physically poo in somewhere that isn't like a bolted, locked door with no access to the public. Like, if you was to open, you know, like you open going to toilets in public and then there's like doors inside, but there's people just washing their hands in front of. No. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. Also, is it acceptable to poo in a club? Absolutely not, in my eyes, because if you go in somewhere where half a drink, where two sips of a drink gives you severe diarrhea, I'm going to say the cleanliness of the toilet isn't going to be up to scratch. That's my personal opinion. What if it's a loud one? What if all of a sudden there's a power cut and the toilets are full of girls? You know what it's like, the girlies love a little group session in the toilets. What if there's a power cut, the music goes off and you're like loud? Because let me tell you one thing, Rebecca, you wouldn't be leaving that cubicle for days. Diarrhea tends to be like because there's toxins in your body and it's trying to release it. So from a professional point of view, carry on drinking. Because at the end of the day, honey, if you want a slut drop on a night out with your girlies and you want a cheeky tequila, then go for it. But guys, always remember to drink responsibly. However, actually, do you know what? That's not responsible. Maybe stop drinking. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, wear a nappy and just shit yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're out with the girls, just fucking treat yourself. So yeah, I mean, take the advice. I mean, I've literally given you advice for either do or don't. So that's what I like to do here. I like to give you options. It's multiple choice. Then you actually get to go back and think, I'm going to do that one. And if it goes wrong, you can't see me because I already told you I'm not a doctor. But yeah, let me know how it goes, Rebecca. Write in. Let me know if you are going for a bottomless brunch or if you've gone completely teetotal. If you ever want my advice or my help, which of course you do, then please come and say hello. Send us an email to me at The David Potts Show or go over to our socials at The David Potts Show. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, guys. Like, I'm emotional. Like, this is the end of the app. What the hell? But guys, another day slayed. Thank you for being with me today, besties. We have had an absolute ball. Yes, we have. And in the next episode, of course, there's going to be a lot more loose women. There's so many of you. Loosey-goosey, we love it. We'll delve into another Dr. David. You'll find out what's up for grabs next week on our competition time. And keep them moans coming, because I want you on Good Morning Britain with me. Ciao for now, divas. Ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.